helped himself.
Now, if you decide not to eat something, and like if you're visiting someone, or even in your own home, if someone passes you something, and you decide not to eat that, you say, I don't
want any of that.
All right, now, if the food has been cooked and served a second time, and if you're like me, I'll save things, you know, to have a second time. What do you say you do to this food? Or you say, it has been the second time you served it. You served it. All right. Is there any other expression you might use? Other than heated?
It's ready to eat now.
All right. Now you put food in your mouth and then you begin to do what?
Chew.
A dish made out of, well, let me put it this way. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Yes, that was what we talked about. That's the mush,
right. I remember now. Okay. What do you call peas and beets and the like? You grow them around your place sometime? All right, what do you call things like this? Peas and beets?
Vegetables.
Beans. All right, now, and you might grow them where?
In a garden.
A small plot. And this, what you're speaking of, might be a small place near your house that you could grow these, right? Okay, what is the particularly southern food that is often served for sausage and eggs, made out of ground corn and boiled, served for salt and pepper, butter, or gravy?
Is that grits?
Yes, and that's one of our favorites here in Georgia, isn't it? What do you call the dish made from the whole grains of corn after leaching the outside cover from the grain? Do you have a certain name that you might call this kind?
That is hominy.
All right, do you like hominy?
Yes, I love hominy.
You like that? Mm-hmm. What is the starch made from the inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana, Arkansas, or Texas, and it's the staple food of the Chinese and Japanese?
That's rice, isn't it?
What are some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages? Could you tell me any of these? I know not too long ago, Jackson was in the news by a break. The people came down and broke up a big
steel.
What kind of steel did they find in it?
Oh, that was a big liquor steel. They were making whiskey.
All right. Now, can you think of any other names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages?
Well, that's this is an illicit.
All right. Now you mentioned whiskey, I believe. Mm-hmm. Now suppose it was not of a very high quality, and it was made in a sanitary conditions like this that they found down here. What do we call that kind of steel?
Moonshine.
All right. Have you ever had any experience with moonshine?
I've had an experience with any of it.
All right. I haven't either. I know a lot of people now, they keep a little bit of whiskey around. They say the doctors say
for
that
medicinal purposes.
For it and from their physical being.
Mm-hmm.
When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just
smell like good food cooking.
All right. Now, when we're thinking about molasses and syrup, you crush the cane and boil the juice, and what do you make?